here, we play nothing but power hits.
Nothing but power hits.
from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
We sincerely apologize for the delay in the news as this was due to a technical fault. The headlines. Citizens First President Harry Kalava says Zambia's real prosperity must be driven by industrialization. Bill 7, a potential threat to Zambia's democracy, warns lawmaker. Sudanese militia leader sentenced to 20 years for Darfur atrocities. And in sports, Chipolo Polo boys to leave for Spain tomorrow for pre-AFCON camp.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Opposition Citizens First CF President Harry Kalava says Zambia can only achieve lasting prosperity through policies anchored on industrialization, as it is the most sustainable way. As it is the most sustainable way to generate alternative revenue and drive economic growth. Mr. Kalava, a 2026 presidential hopeful, has emphasized that Zambia requires leadership that ensures the country benefits fairly from its wealth, noting that it is endowed with minerals and other natural resources needed to enhance the manufacturing sector, accelerate job creation, and grow the economy. In the meantime, Mr. Kalava is concerned that mining companies continue to receive generous incentives, including duty-free equipment, VAT refunds, and reduced royalties, the policies which he said have significantly robbed the country the much-needed finances key not only to driving the pro-poor initiative for majority Zambians, but also key to reduce the country's dependence on borrowing. The 2026 presidential hopeful cited that in April 2024, mines paid about 1.8 billion kwacha, but the government kept only around 600 million kwacha after refunds. In some months, Mr. Kalava said up to 70% of mining tax is returned to companies. He adds that Zambia loses as much as $3 billion every year through tax avoidance, profit shifting, and exemptions, noting that this is money that could build in the industries and reduce the country's dependence on borrowing. Mr. Kalava says Citizens First will revise mining tax breaks not to chase away investors, but to secure the fair returns for Zambians and to fund industrial parks for steel, agro-processing, and battery manufacturing. He says Zambia must stop exporting raw materials and start building industries that keep wealth in the country where it benefits the people. Kanchimia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda says Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has the potential to weaken democracy by shifting the power to choose members of Parliament from voters to political parties. Speaking on a Facebook post monitored by Power FM News, Mr. Chanda further raised concerns about proposed changes to Articles 57 and 72(8), arguing that they create an unequal system for filling vacant parliamentary seats. According to the bill, any vacancy involving an independent MP would still lead to a by-election within 90 days, allowing citizens to elect a new representative. But for party-backed MPs, Article 72(8) would permit political parties to handpick replacements without consulting the electorate. And Mr. Chanda states that this approach effectively turns parliamentary seats into party assets, reducing the accountability MPs owe to their constituents. He warned that such a system could open the door for parties to pressure MPs or influence vacancies for internal gain.